Middle East on the brink. North Korea on the brink. Iran increasing its aggression. Elections in Taiwan. Look, there's a lot of global instability as we ourselves plunge into primary season. How have you sheltered your savings and investments from potential major setbacks to the economy? You think it can't happen here? It can happen here, but it's not too late to diversify an old IRA or 401k into gold. And Birch Gold Group can help you with that. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. As opposed to many other investments, gold thrives in times of uncertainty. It is an important part of diversifying your savings. Now listen, here's how Birch Gold can help make it a part of yours. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. And it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. You want to learn more? Just text SAVAGE to 989898 for a free info kit. S-A-V-A-G-E, text it to 989898 and you get a free info kit. It costs you nothing. Just text SAVAGE to 989898. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, and thousands of happy customers, I encourage you to arm yourself with the knowledge of diversification through precious metals. Protect yourself. Text SAVAGE to 989898 and claim your free info kit. Protect your savings with gold. Do it now. Text SAVAGE to 989898. Thank you very much. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. Text SAVAGE to 989898.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. The Westwood One Podcast Network presents The Savage Nation. It's savage, uncut, unfiltered, and raw. Home of borders, language, culture, and here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
So here are some of the topics that I put up on the message board for you, and you can call on any one of them and win a free copy of A Savage Life out on, I don't know when, it's not for Father's Day, I heard out it's a week later, but whatever, post-Father's Day, which is sort of my semi-autobiographical short story list. Kardashian opening the jail doors. Do you agree or disagree? I vehemently disagree. How's that? I know I'm supposed to salute it. The Fishburger salutes it, so therefore I must salute it. No, it was a mistake. I'm sorry. Conservative values mean you do your sentence. You do your time. I oppose it. I also was sickened seeing Kardashian with the presidential seal in front of her. It nauseated me. When Trump did that, I said it's no different than Obama bringing in Al Sharpton. Same exact story. Sorry. I see things as they are. Next question. Is Iran a wag the dog scenario, or is Iran necessarily going to be bombed by America because Raytheon needs the business? Well, is Iran a wag the dog scenario real? Well, what's the evidence?
Now, Mike, you don't know anything. Trump knows it all. I mean, he gets the information. You don't know nothing. How dare you even talk about things like that? Stick to what you know.
Well, no, I'll stick to what you should, which is that the tanker owner himself, the company, the owner of the Kokuka Courageous, one of the two oil tankers targeted near the Strait of Hormuz, said today that sailors on board saw flying objects just before it was hit. They suggested the vessel was not damaged by mines. Okay. He denied any possibility of mines or torpedoes, because the damage was above the ship's waterline. He called reports of the ships being hit by a mine false. Okay? Now, that's the Japanese owner of the Kokuka Courageous, one of the two oil tankers targeted. To me, it's a wag-the-dog job. End of story. Apparently, the forces within the administration that are internationalist or globalist, however you would like to put it, that is, the old military-industrial complex has been salivating for a new war because there's no business. There's no business like war business, like war business, I know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So in other words, we don't really have a war anymore, and you can't make any money without a war. So, and secondly, poll numbers go up. Look what it did for Clinton. Bombing a milk factory, it always works. Tanker owner seems to dispute it. So I would say, I'm not sure, but I don't think it's really Iran. I don't think they're that crazy. Next topic. Gavin Newsom, governor of California, has just forced the citizens of California to pay for illegal aliens' health care for those under the 18 to 29. You hear this? Now, take a guess who has to pay for it. It's a mandate that you pay a penalty if you live in California. All you good liberals, especially you millennial types, you're actually going to be forced to pay a penalty, meaning you're going to buy health care coverage to pay for the illegal aliens' health care. But go ahead, keep voting leftist. Go ahead. Next, Lenin's Pope wants a carbon tax. He's a pope like I'm a pope. He is a communist in a pope's robe. It's that simple. I've never seen anything like this. How can a pope be so political? When does he last mention the word God? I don't even think it's in his lexicon. All he knows about is global warming. Everything leftist is his business. Now, if you think this is enough for you for today, you're wrong. Today's a day I could do 6 hours of radio. Unfortunately, I don't have 6 hours. Here are some of the things that I tweeted. I've been tweeting like crazy in the last 24 hours. I got so mad at seeing Kardashian behind the presidential seal. I thought it debased the presidency. I thought it lowered the national dialogue. I got really livid with rage that someone who came to power on a sex tape is in front of the presidential seal. A porno star, in essence, who put out a lipstick line. And now she's opened the jail doors. You hear this? All right, this is the world we're living in. It's crazy. Don't know which way to turn anymore. Now, here are some of the other topics that I've been tweeting about. New York Repubs vote against vaccination bill, siding with small group of retrograde anti-science religious Jews who oppose measles vaccinations. Now, I realize that's a lot for the true believers out there. There are a lot of statements in that. You have to really have gone to at least the fourth grade to follow what I just said when you're used to two or three word sound bites like good, bad, four legs good, two legs bad. This is a complex one. This is not simply four legs good, two legs bad. This requires thought. Next. Now Trump says he would report foreign interference to the FBI. Who explained this to him? I know you don't like that because you're convinced it was six-dimensional chess and he outsmarted everyone. Well, if the Fishburger believes that, I don't. I think he made a big mistake. And someone finally said to him, no, you got to say you'd report it, even though he originally said he might or might not, partly whatever. He made a mistake. People make mistakes, which is why he's got to stop just talking out loud, and he's got to think things through and stop tweeting. And by the way, who's going to replace Sarah Sanders? And by the way, why do you think Sarah Sanders quit? If she quit, why do you think she quit? You want my guess? You want my intuitive guess? And I'll never know if this is true, but I'm not going to tell you. Next one. Do you actually believe Iran would try to sink Japanese oil tankers when the Japanese ship owners themselves deny it was the Iranians? I already covered that. Next tweet, 2 hours ago. Do the warmongers want war with Iran at all costs? You betcha. Next one. Air Force One is the right color. Non-combat military planes are painted blue to indicate they are non-combat military planes. That is the same reason inert, non-functional weapons are painted blue. It's international code. It indicates to the whole world that this item is not a threat. I would like to see Air Force One remain the colors that they are. They're classy, they're beautiful, and they have a function. We don't have to change everything just because Donald Trump is in the White House. Next tweet, 30 minutes ago. Savage backed Trump 100% prior to the election. Look where the beached whale, Wallbanger, and the Fishburger stood at that time. Now, the reason I put that story up from March 30th, 2016 is because things have changed. The times, they are changing. And the New York Times will be publishing the interview with Michael Savage on Tuesday. I honestly don't know how they're going to paint me or what the article's about. I mean, I opened myself up to this. I recognize I took a chance, but I'm the kind of guy who takes chances. And three of the most intelligent people on earth told me don't do the interview. Three of the smartest people in the world told me not to do the interview. But I always do what I think is right. I have advisors. And three of them said don't do it. One of them vehemently fought with me for two straight days, but that's nothing new. Nevertheless, I decided to do the interview. So I did the New York Times interview a couple of hours one day. Next day, they sat in on a show. Photographer was there. I don't know how they're going to paint me, but I cautioned the reporter, and I'll tell you again. I said to the reporter, look, before you fly out from New York, let me be very clear. I'm not a Benedict Arnold to Donald Trump. I'm going to vote for him, and I'm going to support him. I want you to know that right up front. He said, I will not change your words. That's all I know so far. I don't know what else is in the article. Nor do I really know what picture they're going to run with. I know the photographer was underneath my desk. I don't know why he was shooting angles like from the bottom, making me look like Bela Lugosi probably. You know, when they shoot angles like that, you know they're going to make you look like a Bela Lugosi character. But I don't know which picture they're going to pick. Anyway, this is the Savage Nation. It's Rock and Roll Friday. I don't really know what's in the playlist of Rock and Roll today. I do know that we got some callers that are worth listening to, I guess. Oh, here we go. Peter in Connecticut actually heard a word I said. Hi, Peter. What's your topic on the Savage Nation on this Rock and Roll Friday?
Savage, we have the same problem in Connecticut that they're trying to do at a federal level. We've turned prisoners out of prison here like it's Sunday school.
And what happened?
One guy was out not more than a week, and he held up a store, killed a man with three kids.
Well, yeah, but that shouldn't affect Kardashian's thinking, since there is none.
Well, I don't know. It's not well thought of around here.
Well, no. Kardashian knows all. That's why she spoke in front of the presidential seal yesterday. Apparently, she's now like co-president for a day.
No.
Yeah. No, ask the people who are victims of those released early from prison what they think about it. This is amazing, turning to Kim Kardashian for domestic policy with regard to releasing prisoners. It made me, I got livid yesterday watching that.
I'm glad I didn't see it.
All right. You're winning a copy of what? What book are you winning? You name it, you gain it.
Short stories there, Doc.
All right. It's called A Savage Life. It's a good, clever title, but I don't care if you know the title. All I care is that you get a free copy. It is Rock and Roll Friday. The topics are many. The one I'd like to debate is the Iran thing, because many of you true believers actually believe we need to go to war with Iran, because you're sitting at home on oxygen tanks or calling into a scumbag lawyer to do a class action lawsuit against someone over asbestos. It was up to me. If I could do anything in my life before I left office, the office of the Savage Nation, you know what I would do? I would arrest every class action lawyer in the United States of America. I would seize all their assets, including the ones that they hid with their mother in Boca Raton. I'd put them in jail for 5 years and make them clean toilets in Mexico.
Savage.
Okay, flies, mosquitoes, bugs. You know, it's summertime already. It's hot. The only thing more annoying than, well, Nancy Pelosi or anti-Trumpers or well, whatever that bothers you. The only thing worse than fake news, Maxine Waters, and how shall I say, Chuck Schumer, are flies and other insects invading your home. To me, they're in the same category. Now, who knows where those flies were last? The fly that just landed on your hamburger, well, it could have been anywhere, from another piece of food to, well, just think about it. So we'd like to thank our sponsors over at Dynatrap. What is Dynatrap? It's the leading manufacturer of outdoor mosquito and insect traps. Well, now they've come up with something for indoor pests. Now, it's not going to get rid of Nadler or Schiff, but the Dynatrap fly light will get rid of flies, fruit flies, mosquitoes, and other pesky little insects. And you know what? It really works. It really works. Forget those disgusting fly strips. You don't live in an outhouse, do you? Use the Dynatrap fly light. It looks like a subtle nightlight. It plugs into any indoor outlet. I have them in my house. Trust me. I've been using the Dynatrap fly light for a couple of days now. It's insane the number of insects it has caught that would otherwise be buzzing around my home. I cannot say, though, that it caught Nadler or Schiff, but it did catch mosquitoes, flies, and other disgusting bugs and insects. Get yours at Dynatrap.com. That's Dynatrap.com. 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 Enter the promo code Savage Nation and get 15% off any of their products. That's DynaTrap.com. Promo code Savage. Dynatrap, the safe, silent, and simple solution to household insect control.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Gig Harbor, Gigabyte Harbor. Woman Donna Chakalos Peloquin went into a gym with my t-shirt, Liberalism is a Mental Disorder, which I'm not selling, by the way. I did it years ago. And they told her that the shirt has to be taken off. Now she sees rainbow flags. But no, you can't have liberalism mental. So again, it happened. Again, it happened. But that's not the big topic. Nor is the color of Air Force One, which I think is fine the way it is. And the big topic really is, do the warmongers want war with Iran at all costs? To me, it's starting to get very worrisome, like another Clinton with the, you know, the factory and the bomb. I don't like war. In fact, Donald Trump was backed by me for a number of reasons. The number one reason was he was anti-war. I thought businessmen don't like war, and they generally don't like war. It's very bad for the stock market, very bad for the stability of a nation to be at war. We had enough with Bush and the false flag attack on Iraq, how many men were killed, how many men were butchered, how many Iraqi civilians were killed unnecessarily by that false flag attack. And we thought we learned from that, but why are we going to war with Iran now? You know, this is not going to be a cakewalk. All of you armchair warriors cheering on anything military, you think that that's the right thing to do? You're wrong. You're 100% wrong. War is bad for all living things, and Iran poses no threat to us whatsoever. No threat to us whatsoever, so far as I know. And if it's minor threats, such as Iranian agents in this country, we have a DHS and an FBI who should be investigating that, instead of Donald Trump's tweets. So, no, we don't need to send troops to Iran or start bombing Iran with Tomahawk missiles because Raytheon needs their stock to go up. So I don't like it. I don't like it at all. And I thought Trump would be smart enough to see through the world-class individuals who are around him now advising him. Why do you think Sarah Sanders so abruptly resigned yesterday? I think personally why it happened. Should I say it? I guess you rely upon me to think out loud. Since the president thinks out loud and gets into trouble for it, I think I'm going to think out loud. And I can only guess, but I have really great intuition. I've almost never been wrong, ever, in my 25 years. If I have been wrong with my intuitive guesses, when I found out I was wrong, I would admit it. So I'm going to throw it out there because it's a guess. She abruptly quit the same day that the porno star was allowed to speak in the Oval Office in front of the presidential seal. I think that they are connected. Now, Sarah Sanders has a wonderful father, doesn't she? His name is Huckabee. I think he's one of the finest men in the political world. Governor Huckabee's great. He has a great TV show. I've been on it with each of my books. He's a devout Christian who actually believes it. He doesn't fake it. He actually means it. So she's a devout Christian. I think she was offended at the thought of a porno hustler speaking in the Oval Office. Number one. And there may be more to it than that, but I think she had had enough and just threw the towel and left. I think she had had enough. I don't know. What's the topic you're calling about? Jacksonville, Florida. Great audience. Line four. What's on your mind, Tom? Go ahead, please.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, what's up?
I just wanted to say that I think that his replacement could be someone from the left who's actually a sort of an honest voice. And Alan Dershowitz, I've seen him on TV a lot, and he seems to be...
Well, replacement for who? For Donald Trump?
No, for the press secretary.
Alan Dershowitz is a fork-tongued liar, in my opinion. He always has been. He's a snake. He's a left-wing snake who made believe he was somewhat conservative to get onto Fox News and come on like he was Mr. Neutral. He's a snake. How could you believe a word that comes out of that lawyer's mouth?
I'm not really that into politics, but he always seems...
He's a snake in the grass. A snake in the grass. A horrible human being. I never trusted him. No, I wouldn't use him for anything. I don't know, maybe with the world the way it is, who knows where he could be. Tomorrow he could be attorney general in the world that we're living in. Maybe they'll make Dershowitz attorney general for being such a good fork-tonguer. Who knows? Maybe they can give him a can of shoe polish to go with the tongue. It's a long one at that. Okay, next caller. Texas, Chris, line two, topic, what is it? 30 seconds or less. What's on your mind, Chris?
I agree with you. I think Sarah Sanders was just tired, fed up. She's a mother of three, for God's sake. And but she's got moxie. I love the way...
But do you think that she was offended at being forced to permit a porn star, which is all she has ever been, to appear in the Oval Office in front of the presidential seal?
You know, she was probably offended by a lot that went on. I don't know if that was...
Yeah, but it happened the same day that the porn star was ushered in front of the world to be seen. I was nauseated by it. All my red lights went off in my head. I said, this is impossible to believe. All right, you get a copy of A Savage Life because it is a savage life after all.
Savage.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Can't believe that I was on the rifle team in a New York City high school. They had rifle teams in the basement. I tell it to a Mexican friend of mine. He can't believe it. He sort of pictured me with the rifle team, with the Mossberg 22 in my book, A Savage Life. And he said, that was you? He said, with a gun in a high school? I said, yeah, no one killed anyone. We didn't use drugs. He couldn't believe that there were five rifle teams in five New York City high schools when I was a kid. Look what they are today. It's drugs. It's got to do with drugs primarily. They're all on antidepressants, which make them violent. You talk about vaccines, you should be focused instead on Prozacs. Prozac-like compounds, serotonin reuptake inhibitors, are the most dangerous drugs ever invented. Because when the drug wears off, meaning when it can no longer prevent the serotonin from being taken up, and your body's screaming for more serotonin and can't produce it, people go berserk. They kill themselves or kill others. It's as dangerous as OxyContin, this class of drugs. And so, all right, you're not going to believe it because you didn't read it in the New York Times. One day you'll read it and say, you know, that talk show host, what was his name? He said that a long time ago. You know the guy who said borders, language, and culture? You know the guy who coined liberalism as a mental disorder? You know that guy. You know that guy, don't you? Okay, let's take some callers here on the Savage Nation. Everyone's a winner. Chris in Oregon, line four, you're a winner. What's on your mind, Chris?
So I'm out driving Uber, and I've been listening to Rush Limbaugh talking about this article that was published about millennials and the difficulty in their life. And he went on and on and on talking about how everything's easier. They have more TVs, more phones, more all of this stuff. And in essence, he missed the entire point, which is that...
Well, you mean as usual?
...of soup.
You mean he missed the essence of the conversation as usual. Isn't that what you mean?
Correct.
Well, so what? You're a millennial, and what is your position?
My position is that our society has been eroded. It's been degenerated, and it's been done so merely because people didn't want to speak out. They didn't want to be called a racist, or they didn't want to be called this, that, or the other. They wanted their little gadgets, and they wanted them cheap, so they didn't mind buying the product from China. The very foundation of our society has eroded because people, the other generation, has let it happen for consumer goods, for cheapness, for the bowl of soup. They sold their birthright.
So what would your solution be as Mr. Millennial? We'll call you Mr. Millennial. What's your solution? Not buy anything from China?
Well, it's not specifically China. How do you reconstruct a society that's been completely destroyed?
Right, that's right. The society has been destroyed from within. And you could point fingers at an awful lot of individuals. Clinton permitted the export of many of our manufacturing plants. Do you know that the Chinese moved entire manufacturing plants out of the Midwest to China when they were rebuilding? And it should have been stopped. There are so many things that I know that confirm confirm what you're saying. But how do we go back now that the barn door has been opened?
That's the question. I don't know that we can. And that's
so now, wait, you're a millennial guy. You're blaming the boomers for the destruction of America. You mean morally as well as ethically, correct?
Essentially morally. More morally than anything else. They sold their morals out for consumer goods.
Well, that's very interesting. Now, that observation is key, is keen, very keen. You're a millennial who resents the boomers for being degenerates, in other words.
Absolutely.
You're saying they're social retrogrades, they're moral retrogrades, they are certainly environmental retrogrades, aren't they?
Indeed.
When have you last heard anyone of my generation, or anyone within 20 years of my generation, stand up for the animals of this earth and the earth itself? Do you know anyone who does it but me?
No, sir.
Okay, so I'm a unique individual, and I tried my best to get the president to act on this issue. He was interested initially, as were his advisors, Ivanka and Jared. They were also very interested, but we got nowhere with it. It was one of the greatest disappointments of my life. I actually thought we were going to do something to protect the wildlife of America, the lands and waters and places of America. But unfortunately, the powers that like to pollute for profit won. Do you know that? Yeah, well, I know that. Where are you? Is he still there, the Lyft driver? Or he left? He got arrested on the way? I think he's gone. Well, we were going to give him a book, but maybe he just got booked instead. I don't know. Maybe they booked him instead of giving him a book. No, the environmental thing is such a heartbreaker to me. I thought I'd make a real difference. For 40 years, I've worked so hard on conservation issues. I've written books on it. I've lobbied for it. I've saved lands for it. My botanical collections are in 7 museums around the world. I know that you don't want to hear that because it validates me as a scientist, but you're going to hear it because long after talk radio was gone, long after many of the people you know of are gone, my plant collections will be existing in museums around the world, which is very intriguing. That's why I always liked science. It's long-lasting, and it's kind of eternal. It has an eternal quality to it. But that's neither here nor there. I mean, it's falling on deaf ears. Most of you only want to hear the word Trump. So your ears perked up. The minute I said Trump, your ears perked up. You're about to touch the dial. And your hand's shaking right now. You're about to hit the button to listen to someone say Trump. How about if I say Mueller or Steele Report or Dossier? You'll listen even longer. But I'm not going to talk about this insanity anymore. I've had enough of it. In fact, I made a strategic decision this morning. In order for me to stay in radio at all, because I love this medium, and the only one who's going to throw this switch on me is God. The only way for me to stay in this business is to pretend Donald Trump is not president. Now, don't get me wrong. I didn't say I wish he wasn't. The only way to do this is to make believe Donald Trump is not president and be as objective as possible about policies that this government conducts. So that you're not saying, well, how, let me filter that through, do I want to be invited to Mar-a-Lago for an ice cream sundae? Wait a minute. Let me filter that because I want to be patted on the head. Don't filter it. Just look at the issue. We're talking about everything under the sun except the reason Donald Trump won, which is the border. He has basically given us open borders, has he not? Now, maybe this will be fixed before the election. But at that point, what difference will it make? Tell me what difference it will make if they build a wall or a piece of a wall before 2020. The barn door has been swung open. What was done under Obama is now on steroids being done under Trump. Explain that to me, would you please? Go ahead, explain it to me. Justify it. Go ahead and rationalize it if you want. Go tell me that immigration was the number one reason that Trump won. Why are we ignoring that? Why are we talking about every other nonsensical issue under the sun except open borders? How? How is that even possible? Go explain it to me, would you please? All right, that's all. Who's this? Sees what Mrs. S. Oh, that's a funny one. Who is this? I got to take this one. Line one, Miss J.C., are you a woman or a man?
Woman.
Okay, sorry, I didn't know. So what's your call about?
Well, I just want to say muscle men were never my type, but I can really see what Mrs. S. saw in you if she knew you from the photo you put on.
Oh, you went on michaelsavage.com where I posted a picture of me at age 15?
Every morning.
Yeah, no, I looked at that picture and I thought very carefully, do I really want to post it and juxtapose it next to me as I am now as an older man on the cover. And I said, well, it's about, some of it's about me as a kid, some as a teenager. And I found this one. It's in the book, Michael Savage in 1957, wearing a muscle T-shirt. I must have had a 22-inch waist. I was not a muscle man per se. I was built like Bruce Lee, a slim, wiry type. Am I correct?
You know what? Yes, but I really like for today, a picture of you today. I loved you at your desk in your home when the people were interviewing you, pictured from the right side in a business, in a jacket.
Oh, the one that's the general picture of me with the eyeglasses on at the microphone.
But your hand was in positioned in such a wonderful way. The whole thing, I love that photo. You have to use that one somewhere.
I have a conductor's hand. I know that. So, well, okay, JC, that's a funny call. I mean, I didn't think that women actually saw that picture of me at age 15. But, you know, age and gravity catches up. Time and gravity catches up with all of us, JC, doesn't it?
Give up on President Trump, please. He still rings.
I didn't give up on him, but I'm going to be as critical of him as I would if he was someone else. How's that?
I know, but...
Why must I sit here like a stooge licking the boots of a president? Tell me, where is it written that that's my requirement?
It's not, but he's still...
I have called balls and strikes all along, because I'm the fairest umpire in talk radio. Have I been punished for it? You betcha. Have I been excommunicated for it? Yes, I have. Will I continue doing so? I hope so. How's that? Oh. JC, you win a copy of A Savage Life... with me as an angry old man on the cover. I don't really look angry on the cover. When you look at it on michaelsavage.com, you see a reflective man looking back upon his life with his lips, the picture of this man. I'm objectively looking at it. His lips are curled at what he has seen in his life. And it's like, oh, God. And the eyes are very luminous. The prophetic eyes. Includes exclusive, never before published material, whatever. Well, here we are. What would you like to talk about? Sarah Sanders, the war coming with Iran, the repainting of Air Force One. That was a nice call. See what Mrs. S. saw in that pic. No, we didn't know each other in 1957. I don't think she was born yet. No, she was born. No, we didn't know each other then. I was a kid. I don't even know where that was taken. Oh, I know. Backyard, Queens, New York, attached house. That's a cherry tree. That's like the cherry orchard by Chekhov. Another reference that no one even knows what I'm talking about. They don't know who Chekhov is. They only know what a check is from the parents. I make references. Here's the problem. Someone said to me, Savage, you have such an eclectic background. You've been through so many wars, so many battles. You know culture. You know the arts. You know poetry. You know the environment. You know science. You've read so many thousands of books. Your references are too smart for the room, Savage. Can't you notch it down to a few sound bites and be like the fishmonger? I said, no, I cannot. Clint, it's time to take a quick break.
Savage.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album.
Pop Apologists.
Pop Apologists.
Would you go to the Dominican Republic on vacation right now? Are you kidding me? What is this, some nut putting like antifreeze into the minibar to steal money? Wow. First of all, did you see the minibar that they're using? I saw a picture of it. Normally in a minibar, you get single shots in a bottle that are sealed, right? Not here. Oh, no, not in the DR. There they have the bottle upside down like the quart bottle that they fill themselves. Can you imagine? Who would ever use a thing like that? Would you take a drink from a quart bottle upside down, like with a racetrack shot? Are you nuts? Anyway, I wouldn't go there on a vacation. In fact, I go nowhere on vacation. So that's the safest thing to do, is go nowhere on vacation. Then you can't be disappointed. So we are talking about why Sanders quit. You know, another thought came to me during the break. First, I said I think she abruptly quit because she was forced to permit the porno star to appear in the Oval Office and give a speech on prison reform. You hear? But to speak in front of the presidential seal is one of the most grotesque images I've ever seen in my life. I never thought I'd see the day that someone of that low caliber would be in front of the presidential seal. I almost threw up. But that may not be the reason. I have another suspicion. You ready for it? Maybe she was forced out because she, you know, she was not my friend. Don't get me wrong. I say good things about her, but she's the one blocking me from the president coming on this show. Believe me, she made all the decisions whose show he went on. So don't think that I like her that much. I'm just giving an objective opinion. I think that she forced the president to go on an interview with Stephanopoulos. She figured it'd be good for him to sit with that snake. And it backfired on him. It was one of the worst interviews he could possibly have done. Who exposes a president to a snake like that who you know is going to set him up, which he did, and he embarrassed the president? It's coming out this Sunday. But if you listen to any of that tape, and the president already tweeted against him, calling him a name. I think that that may be the reason Trump threw her out. That's the second thought I had. Look, I think out loud. That's who I am.
The Westwood One Podcast Network.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.